those guys have done into, you know, to kind of reframe how we think about these things. And just to, as you say, IP and the kind of traditional legal battles are boring. And I feel like, and we're not, what I would call logic, is not winning those consistently. Yeah. And so to get away from that to a point where we kind of reframe the debate and say, and appeal to the public and say, look, what do we value? What, you know, how are we as people? How are we as individuals, as a society? Let's think about whether our laws support and enable that or retard it.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that you have kind of an individual, personal element of it, as well as an economic argument, as well as a productivity argument, at some point, you know, it's gotta change.
Yeah, no, I think this. I mean, this is. I think. I mean, the one thing which I never get is that people keep thinking of it as a battle that we need to win. You know, you won it. I mean, they're only fighting the symbolic battle now, and it's like. So.
Do you have a word for it that is not piracy? Is there another way of?
No, actually, the thing is that I mean, I can't get into this now, but I can send you something I've written about why piracy. We choose to use the word piracy because if you can't talk about the commons without talking about piracy, because piracy emerges through the enclosure of the commons. So the people who were expropriated of the lands and become surplus, you know, labor, were basically sent off on the ships, and hugely horrible laws, you know, like the gang laws, the chain laws, etc., that were set to place of expropriating this labor. And the first pirates were the ones who rebelled against that. They decided that they would set up alternative havens which would recall their life in the commons. You know, so these are the guys who took over the ships, went to an island, and decided that they would abandon the rules of property and recreate the commons. So I think it's an important history to bring back in, because very often, I mean, the use of the commons in the digital debate is in a kind of an ahistoric and romanticized manner. But if you actually go into material history, you realize that, you know, the piracy then and the piracy now have important linkages that we need to remind people of. So
that's awesome. I did not know that. That's so interesting. Yeah. I like retake piracy as a term. It's sort of like take queer back or take one, you know.